infighting between South African politicians is reaching epic levels. So much for a national unity. We speak to Neil De Beer, the president of the United Independent Movement. This is the Sunday Show. Welcome, Neil.
Yeah, very good morning. And I
promised I would say a shout out to Maureen, who is apparently one of our biggest supporters of the Sunday Show, who says church in the morning, roast in the afternoon, and Chris and Neil in the Sunday late day. That's the day. So Maureen, hello. And thank you for all the other messages. Seems Sundays are now eating up for us, Chris. And just want to say to everybody, thank you.
Minister Pieter Groenewald is heartful with Helen Zille. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think the song Wrecking Ball. Chris, this is not new. So start off there. There will always be good cop, bad cop in politics. I think more that we talk about Helen Godzilla and we talk about the GNU, the ruptions caused, John having to go back and mend things and speak. You can either say it's an internal tactic or it is just what it is. It is a wrecking ball scenario of people that have a conflict of opinion, not in the sense of strategy, but in the sense of approach. So we remember the massive blow-up between Helen and Cyril Ramaphosa within the GNU talks, John having to go and say, but let's get back to business. We now find, if you remember a couple of Sundays ago, we spoke about the Freedom Front Plus in the Western Cape with Corneille Mulder. Remember, that was a ruption that lasted 2 weeks where more and more the Freedom Front Plus took a negative approach to the DA style of management, the DA style of propaganda and rhetoric. And they were getting out of municipalities where they were co-governing. And Corneille Mulder took a very hard stance. In actual fact, two or three municipalities did suffer the consequence. And then we heard through the grapevine that there was going to be the call that Dr. Pieter Groenewald and John Steenhuisen would on a national level as the leaders about the DA and the Freedom Front have a discussion. We now know such discussions have taken place between the two to quell the problem on the ground. Not that the ground necessarily is listening to what the heavens are saying. And we now find that the fight did not stop. There was a continual still rumbling on the ground in the municipalities. And now we get this massive media statement leaked, or what is leaked and what is not. And yeah, leaked. Yeah. Oops, WhatsAppy. And then they'll send it back and say, can you delete it? Was the wrong number. But you've already screenshotted that story. So Pieter Groenewald now makes a statement in saying, can Helen Zille stay the hell out of the progress that is being made between the Freedom Front Plus and the leadership of the DA? So the apparent scenario is Helen, on a certain event last week, again makes the statement that there are certain Freedom Front Plus leadership that have gone rogue, that are absolutely fighting the national system of the Freedom Front Plus, and that is the suffering of the consequence. And Pieter Groenewald, as you know, the doc, will not take that on the chin because he is a person that commands his structure in his way. So there we have it, the unsettling again of the rumor of this wrecking ball, Helen, who, as we know, and we don't have to expose that, has got a very, very specific way of dealing and handling matters. But it seems, Chris, that continually when the volcano is just about to settle and that we are getting molten lava to calm down to turn to absolute foundation, kaboom, we have the volcanic eruption of Helen coming in. And this is forming a pattern, it seems. So we go to what? And see if they can patch it up again.
Because he's suggesting that she is breaking down what they are trying to build up. And if she's not fighting with him, she's fighting with Hanman Mashaba or with Mkhithi Mbalula.
Yeah, his words in Afrikaans was ons bou op, en sy breek af. And that is his statement. So again, Chris, let's stand back again, knowing politics, understanding that dirty game. Is it a back-end strategy? So one will never know, unless you delve deeper, which we can, is it a strategy to say that one fixes, one breaks, one unsettles, one mends? But if it is the strategy, I must tell you, it's not a good strategy for Citizen X currently everywhere, where we need stability. So we'll watch that story as it goes. Well, the strategy at this moment, and I'll tell it to you straight, every political party currently is going into 2026 mode. Everything they do today, everything they're saying today, is moving away from the, can I call it rah-rah scenario of the greatness of the GNU, which is holding, which is bringing a certain amount of, can I call it economic stability. On the BizNews week, we saw a lot of people, Magnus Haystack, the people coming in and saying, we can't deny that there are certain ups within the economy. Fuel prices down, inflation is going okay, we're trying to get to 2% and keep it stable. So economically, the business whisperings are not negative. But we are saying that at the end of the day, and we'll talk about it later in the show, the current divorce of leadership in GNU to party leadership with different manifesto. So Freedom Front Plus is talking, DA is talking, to start setting up local government strategy for 2026. And the only people that are currently benefiting, I'm sorry, are the people juggling now to get their positions ready.
And not the ratepayers who are waiting for these political battles to be settled so that services can be delivered. Not so, Neil.
Well, Jan and Piet and Umfolosi, Fusi, Kukuli, Henry and Annemarie, they don't actually give a toss. That was a bleep moment. Hulle feel the normal human being on the street when you go to the braai and you have your Olofberg and you sit down and we chat. They don't actually care what happens in the halls of power. What Jan is talking about, Pieter, Vusi and Umslagas, they talk about removal of rubbish. They talk about filling potholes. They care about cutting the lawns. They care about water and sanitation. They want to understand that the sewage is done. They want electricity. They want the streetlights to work. And they want to understand that they live in a safe environment. That's it, Chris. They don't want to get involved in power mongering and power play. They pay their rates. They pay their taxes. They want return of investment. Now, when you pay your investment, which is your rates and taxes, you accept at least someone's going to turn up and do those services. But what you're finding in Tshwane, what you're finding in Joburg, what you're now getting in Ekurhuleni, what you're getting in Etiquini, is that the poor ratepayer, hy neek maar net aan, he pays his bill in the hope that he's going to get his services. And until the politicians in this country does not get it, that the people come first, not the politician. That's why, Chris, they can see negrak moerig. That's why they are called public servants. You hear? Public servant, not public worker, public official. No. You're a public servant from the top of Sirilki to the bottom guy that picks up your trash. They are in service of our public. And that's where we've got to go back. So they can juggle for what they want. They can move around. They are moving deck chairs on the Titanic. And again, when two bulls fight, the grass bloody suffers. So we hope that the citizens will get up and have more voice, and I'm fully for that. So yeah, let's see how this turns out.
Talking about rates and taxes, now we have a disgruntled former Democratic Alliance MP, he was there for a few minutes, Ronaldo Goos, on X now, Confessions of a Former Politician. I'm on number 7 now, but the one that that stands out to me is where he says that there are so many councillors and MPLs and MPs who are not paying their rates and taxes, but their lights and water flow, their lights and water stay on because they're politicians.
He's leaking like an old silver bucket with many holes. Chris, this is the story of life. The disgruntled worker, the disgruntled employee, the disgruntled family member. You go to a party, they gave you no cake, everybody else goes, and automatically you go tell the rest of the people it was the worst cake ever. Listen, he is pumping it out at the moment. And I'm telling you, he's bitter like an aloe plant. Listen, he's leaking. I see the latest one this morning. Yeah, and I don't know. You know, I told you my relationship with Ronaldo is zero. He had never good opinion about me. But I must tell you, I looked at him in many cases, and his way of doing things, I must tell you, you've got to give him kudos for the kind of branding he's got, like it or not. But the latest one this morning was him talking about a certain premier in a certain province of, I can only imagine what party, was an alcoholic. And that even in the day that he won his election, he was too drunk to come and do his speech. So Ronaldo Kroos, watch this thing, the epitome of the exposure just going on. But I love it when he says, but he's not doing that in jest. You know, he's not doing it to ruin or to harm anybody. And then he writes 16 pages. So, yeah, I think a couple of more surprises. You know, he attacked Helen Ziller this past week on her apparent lie on the Gareth Cliff show when she said that their DC, their disciplinary scenario, whatever they call it, the federal legal system, that they say that Helen said that the majority of the panel said that he should be removed. And Ronaldo says it's a blatant lie because he got the document that says that it was a 3-person panel. And in actual fact, 2 of the 3 said that he should not be removed as a DA member, but that certain things should be done in discipline. So I don't think that fight is over. And the thing is, as this river goes down, it's not just dragging water. It's bringing trees and rocks and timber. So I look forward to probably the next 12 of them.
Yeah, and probably a few dead bodies coming down the river the
same,
as well.
Second river.
Well, Neil, by the end of this week, we should know who the next mayor of Tshwane is going to be. At the moment, it's a toss between the African National Congress's person and Action SA's, but then the Democratic Alliance's Leah Brink could make a comeback. What do you think?
So 26 September, we all remember that day, Leah Brink removed. And the continual build-up to that removal was in itself its own orchestrated circus, because we had Action SA fighting Celia fighting ANC, ANC fighting itself, the Sufi, Gauteng, National. But the end result is Celia removed. Now, since that day, the 26th, they had to, within 14 days, appoint the new mayor. Now, here's the scenario. Here's the puppets and here's the masters. Herman Mashaba, as we know him, I call him Mr. I and Me, comes out and says that he is going to remove Celia Brink and that their mayoral candidate will be the mayoral candidate and it will be accepted by the ANC. So that was the plan. Now they can spin this. They can go do it. I've watched 2 weeks of every platform where they have come, that's Action SA, and said they've done that and they've done this. And then a day later, they say we've done this and that. You've seen it. It's been a litany of massive statements, first to justify the removal of Celia. And now we find that Action SA, and it's a fact, has come to the point where it seems there is no longer that huge confidence that the ANC is going to back their mayoral candidate. It now seems the ANC is saying it's going to be our candidate. And then once the ANC got up and said, whoa, 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 we did not agree that when we remove Celia, it will be an Action SA mayor. Immediately, Action SA said, but wait a minute, if they are going to field a mayor, we might break away from them as well. So you are now finding Action SA sitting in a position where we now find out there was no contract, there was no agreement pre-removal of Celia Brunk. So they went in there, removed him, and now they're sitting, this is Action SA in my opinion, and they've got to wait and negotiate wherever they can. But I don't think it's going to bode well, because what the ANC wanted, they are going to get. That's the first point. Now we had the Sufi coming up on radio and absolutely denying that he had a hand in this, that he was against National, that he was the one that gave the instruction for the removal or the approval. And I'm telling you, another man asked me, what was your opinion? And I said to him, O.J. Simpson, the glove doesn't fit moment. So there you've got Lesufi on a national radio station last week saying, I am not guilty. I am shocked and surprised. And then he says, that when all of this took place, he was overseas. The glove doesn't fit. That's what he says. Now, when you're going to believe that, then I'm sorry. You are then going to still believe in St. Nicholas coming down one of these chimneys in the middle of New Year or Christmas, and that we have people that says a bunny can deliver chocolate eggs. Hamas. But he sat there in defiance, and then they say to him, and by the way, Premier, do you want to become President of the Republic? And he says, absolutely not. I have no presidential attachments. I am too young. And by the way, I supported Cyril Ramaphosa. But what he doesn't tell you is he might be supporting Cyril Ramaphosa, but Cyril's leaving. So when he leaves, who's he then going to support? He didn't want to answer that question. So again, Gauteng, Lesufi, standing there and saying, I'm not the puppet master. I just follow orders. Chris, I'm not buying it. I'm not drinking that Oros with double ice and water. So here we go. Rumors of still the discussion. Remember Helen saying she wants the ANC to bring back Celia. She's requesting, nay, starting to demand it. And we don't know what is the final say about what's happening behind the screens. We know it's happening on the discussions of GNU level coming down to the GLU level and saying, will the ANC turn and back the DA in returning a mayor? I believe not.
Well, Neil, now we also have AfriForum wanting the DA and Vryheidsfront Plus to leave the GNU if the Bella Bill is not changed before it's signed into law. Are they saying unless Afrikaner schools are protected, the GNU should implode? Is that the bottom line?
You know, Chris, I'm sorry, but we're getting it right again. You know, probably out of 10 affirmations that we bring up in a week, I think our strike rate at this moment is about 80%. We get some wrong, but here we go again. I told our people, our viewers, I said, they're going to sign the Bella Bill. And once they've signed it, remember, 100% of the law, 80% is possession, 20% is argument. So once they sign it, they are in possession. We then get told, as a calming factor, which I did not buy, I said that year, that they would look at clause 4 and 5, and that AfriForum and Solidariteit and the DA and everybody that was vehemently against the Belleville, that that would be the piecemeal, that we'll sign it, but we will debate about 4 and 5. And in illustrious position, we are being told by the people in the GNU that oppose the Belleville, yeah, but he's willing to talk. Okay, so they sign it, pomp and ceremony, and now we're waiting for this negotiation about 4 and 5, where it was stated that that would be discussed before implementation. Chris, this week, up till this point, AfriForum comes up and says there has been no negotiation. There's not even been a telephone call. And when you look, I think it's Kali Kriel that made the statement on behalf of AfriForum. You can actually see the disappointment in this man's face, because I think they truly thought that they could trust Cyril Ramaphosa on his word. And now he makes the statement to say, well, if they are not going to see us, because he actually makes the point of saying they're sabotage. He mentions it in his statement, that there are people within the Department of Education, that there are people within the GNU that are absolutely trying to sabotage the negotiations on those clauses to give a little bit of leeway in the Belleville. And now he says, and if they don't, he will continue and his management to ask that the DA and the Freedom Front Plus, very weird, eh? Always the DA and the Freedom Front Plus, not the PA, not the IFP, not the UDM, not the Good Party, not Rhizomes. No. Always the DA and the Freedom Front Plus, that he will ask them to actually remove themselves from the GNU. I'll say it again. Koel deur die kerk, melk on the mud, grass is cut. This is not going to be changed, and we told them so. They are not going to follow their policy. They are going to listen to ANC.
Indeed, thank you. That was Neil De Beer on The Sunday Show with Biz News, and I am Christine.